I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. This next story is about Juan Escalante, but his story could also be the story of Daniel Ramirez Medina. Ramirez is currently in the news. He was brought to the United States from Mexico as a kid. He got a work permit under President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, and now he's been detained in the immigration enforcement sweeps going on around the country. Other DACA recipients are scared, and that brings us to the story of Juan Escalante. He's also protected under DACA and joins us now. Juan, thanks for being here. DACA does not grant citizenship, but does allow you to attend college, start a business, or get a job without fear of being deported. But you've seen what happened to Daniel Ramirez Medina. Does this scare you?
Yeah, I think that everything that has happened so far has great cause for alarm amongst our community. We've already seen spikes in immigration enforcement from the Trump administration as a consequence of his sweeping executive orders on immigration that essentially have eliminated all kinds of priorities set forth for, you know, undocumented immigrants all across this country. What's particular and quite alarming about Daniel's case is the fact that he was protected, as you mentioned, under this program, which allows us to be deferred or protected from deportation for at least 2 years, pass a background check, pay a fee, and therefore, you know, be, for lack of a better word, you know, shielded from contact with immigration enforcement authorities.
So what are you doing to protect yourself from being detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement?
Despite the fact that, you know, I am an undocumented immigrant that's shielded through this program, I am very aware that, you know, if immigration authorities come knocking on my door, I have a right to remain silent. I have a right to not open the door unless they have a warrant signed by a judge. And I also have a right not to sign anything. And I think what's very important about this is that people should take time to consult with a local immigration attorney who is certified to handle these kind of cases and answer some of the most important questions that a lot of people may have on their minds right now. And we want to make sure that the information that's spread across social media or networks is accurate. As we've seen time and time again, that rumors continue to spike fear all across the country because of checkpoints or misinformation that people continue to copy and paste through these networks.
So Juan, tell me about your own experience with DACA. When did you find out about the program? And, you know, what did you think it was going to be able to do for you?
I remember one day I was working an unpaid internship, and I'm walking past the lobby of the office where I worked at, and I see that on the TV that President Obama is speaking, and I see the ticker saying that it's an announcement about an immigration program that will essentially shield young people who meet the requirements of the program from deportation for up to 2 years. I remember leaving that office in tears and calling my mother and my brothers and saying, you know, you need to get this paperwork, you know, in order because we need to apply for this program, and we need to make sure that, you know, despite the fact that this didn't cover my parents, we need to make sure that we continue to push for a legislative solution and for an alternative that would, you know, prevent us from being deported. And thanks to the program, I was able to obtain a job. I was able to buy a new car. I was able to go back to school and pursue a master's degree from Florida State University in public administration and graduate from it in 2015. And I think that the experience has been, you know, essentially transformative in many, many ways. Living without the constant fear of deportation has allowed me to focus on my studies, has allowed me to, you know, find ways to contribute back to my community here locally and at the state level, and has renewed, you know, my efforts to continue to push for legislative solutions at all levels of government that work to benefit the hardworking immigrant families that we see tragically being ripped apart by Donald Trump's policies right now.
These days, are you looking more over your shoulder than you ever have?
Absolutely. I think that some of the online harassment that I've received in the past couple of days has increased in terms of intensity, and it definitely has me worried, you know, for my safety. But at the end of the day, I remain committed to this cause because I know that the efforts that I have put forth, the efforts that my parents and my brothers have put forth, and the efforts of 11 million people in this country are those to make sure that we are able to integrate ourselves into the fabric of this nation and to continue to contribute to it. I think something that people need to, you know, have very clear in front of them is that immigrant families are American families, except for a piece of paper. And at the end of the day, you know, our safety and our contributions should be just as important as anybody else's. Something that I failed to mention on your earlier question was essentially, you know, my parents and I came with a visa into this country that will have enabled us to eventually adjust our status into green card holders. And unfortunately, that process was blocked and we couldn't appeal the decision once the case was closed, which meant that even though that we got in the line that a lot of people insist immigrants get into, we still fell under the cracks of a broken immigration system and ended up in this situation that we currently find ourselves. Department of Homeland Security and the Trump administration should realize that the priorities set forth by President Obama were meant to exclude immigration enforcement on very low-level priority individuals such as Daniel or such as myself, and that this kind of practice should not stand and not continue whatsoever.
Juan Escalante is protected by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. Thanks very much for telling us your story, Juan.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.